Josh William, County Environmental Health Manager, recently toured the property and made a presentation this week to Garfield County Commissioners. He said the 36-acre homeless encampment has accumulated all kinds of waste and trash, both hazardous and non.
You have small piles like this. It may contain some tires, a mix of clothing, food waste, but there is quite a bit of a significant amount of trash and debris.
Williams showed slides of camouflaged camps with tents, bicycles and motorcycles, furniture, luggage, and ravines used as dumps for household trash, car seats, biohazard waste, including needles and human waste, mattresses, and more. He said the site would be difficult to clean up due to the topography.
So you can see in this one, the propane tanks mixed in with the general debris as well. And I think that's complicated too, because getting a machine or something in there where it might have sparks or might have, you know, impacts in digging into this, and a propane tank or something underlying in there that could be punctured. That's why I say it looks like to me it's hands-on. I think you can see that, you know, there's different ones that are placed higher up and kind of harder to see in the mix, but you also have discarded petroleum containers and supplies.
Garfield County Commissioners agreed that it's time to clean it up.
I think we need to go forward. Just let's start working on it and get our partners. City will be in there, I'm hoping.
City has stated numerous times they have $15,000 to donate towards cleanup.
Yeah, and then we need to go out and make sure that we have a hazardous waste company. And I still think there's certain sections that can be voluntary. There's some, I mean, not the whole site, I mean the whole property. I think if we kind of get, again, some of our service groups or someone in certain areas that are a little safer and use them, and that gives the community ownership of getting it cleaned up and what have you. And then the hazardous folks, they take over.
County staff discussed posting signs in the near future to let those living in the encampment know that they need to move by a certain date or face trespassing charges. They also talked about making personal property like tents and bikes and other useful items available for a certain amount of time and letting people know where to find their belongings that may be swept up in a cleanup operation. No date has been set for a cleanup. I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.